Gig work is in the news, so we hear from gig workers. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra, in for Molly Wood. This month in California, voters approved Proposition 22, a ballot measure that says drivers for apps like Uber, Lyft, and Instacart will remain independent contractors, not employees. Those companies spent nearly $200 million on a marketing campaign supporting Prop 22. The campaign ads, like this one from Lyft, said the measure would actually be good for workers because it comes with a minimum wage and healthcare benefits for some.
But if drivers are forced to become employees, up to 90% of app-based driving jobs could disappear.
To be clear, that's because the gig companies wouldn't hire all those drivers. Gig drivers in California and around the country have mixed views on the law. We talked to some of them.
The Prop 22, I voted for because I don't want to be an employee. I like doing it as an independent contractor, make my own hours, work when I want to work.
I'm glad it was approved. One of the best things I like about this is the flexibility of it. And it would have taken away a lot of those flexibilities. What is this car in front of me doing?
The main thing that they said, do you like having your independence and your ability to choose your own shifts? Well, guess what? If they were required to classify us as employees, it doesn't mean you couldn't choose your own shifts. It's a fallacy.
I wish that we could bring both sides to the table, you know, because obviously we're treated like employees, but we're not paid like employees.
Would it be nice for them to set up maybe a 401k or a retirement plan? Sure. But I wasn't really contributing to that in my other jobs.
From this outcome, maybe they are guaranteeing that, hey, no matter what, you're going to make so much money per ride or per hour or whatever, however they figure it out.
Gig work has gone on for so long without any parameters, any rules, any laws, and it's just gotten out of hand. You know, I will not get up and start my car for less than $20. I won't. You know, I live in Las Vegas where it can get to be 120 degrees and they want me to go in and shop for somebody and drive, you know, say 5 miles. And they want to pay me $7 for that. It's like, no, I mean, no. But you know what? Somebody will. And that's the thing. Somebody will. And they know that. So they don't have to pay more.
Sick leave. That one would be nice. But, you know, I'm not going to kill myself if I don't get it. And my independence is a lot more than that.
That was Karen Rinke in San Antonio. Also, Sharon Goen in Las Vegas, Mike Colvard in Fresno, California, and Evan Marquette in Los Angeles. A note on pay. Prop 22 requires companies to pay drivers at least 120% of minimum wage, which in California in 2021 would be over $15 an hour. But a study from UC Berkeley says that number doesn't account for a lot of things. Workers won't be paid for the time they spend driving around in between passengers or reimbursed for things like gas. The study says once you add in those and other costs, the wage floor would be over $5 an hour. And now for some related links. Some more fine print on Prop 22. The law requires companies to offer a healthcare stipend to drivers who put in at least 15 hours of time on a particular platform, which gets complicated fast. As anyone who's ever seen an Uber driver roll up with a Lyft sticker in the window knows, drivers often work for several platforms. If you want to learn more about Proposition 22, which passed with 58% support from California voters, Ballotpedia has a really thorough breakdown, including who was for, who was against, and their arguments. Some of them are obvious, some less so. Helen Witte, president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, argued for Prop 22 because she said it would allow ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft to exist, and they play an important role in keeping drunk drivers off the road. On the other side, Michael Tubbs, the mayor of Stockton, California, argued against Prop 22, saying it undermines the cause of racial equity because it leaves the state's drivers, many of whom are Black and brown, without benefits like sick pay, workers' compensation, and unemployment insurance. On that note, we'll also link to a story from MarketWatch that talks about the role race played in the fight for and against Prop 22. That's at our website, marketplacetech.org. As for the future, Proposition 22 only applies in California. But after it passed, Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said the company is hoping for similar laws in other places, and that going forward, it would, quote, more loudly advocate for them. Because spending more than $50 million, Uber's contribution to the Prop 22 campaign, is restrained, apparently. Marketplace Tech is produced by Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin. Our engineers are Becca Weinman and Robin Edgar. I'm Mariel Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.